This year begins with a huge advantage. It's not last year. There are actually things to look forward to. We asked a colleague at NPR Music to tell us what albums she's most excited about.
Hi, I'm Leticia Harris. I'm the news assistant for NPR Music. The album I'm most excited for in 2021 is Jasmine Sullivan's Hotels, coming out on Friday the 8th. You said that I've been acting different, yeah. Funny how I finally flipped the script on you. When you the one who's double dipping, yeah. You so sloppy how I caught you slipping, Jasmine Sullivan is a singer-songwriter from Philly, and she has a very specific raspy voice that I love, with a lot of control and range. And she's very much interested in training on the R&B songwriters and musicians before her, like Lauryn Hill, Brandy, various gospel singers as well. Don't forget to come and pick up your hood feelings. Don't leave no pieces. You need to hurry and pick up your hood feelings while I'm a cleaning. Bar, please. So the song we're listening to, Pick Up Your Feelings, I really love because, you know, she shares music about breakups, domestic violence. And with this song, it's just that natural dynamicism when it comes to like emotional relationships. She can convey all this emotion in one song. It's very funny and very candid, which I love. I'm sure that will be one in a variety of many other great songs on the album. I'm sure it's going to be a very big conversation starter, just, you know, talking about feminism and Black womanhood through her own music and her art. I ain't got the room for extra baggage, so don't forget to come and pick up your There's also another album I'm really looking forward to, and that is Ashnikko's Demi Devil, which comes out February 19th. You don't want to see me bratty, pet the kitty, call me catty, make your man call me daddy, he talk too much, he's too It is Ashnikko's debut mixtape. She had a viral TikTok hit, Stupid, with rapper Young Baby T. You listen to the music and you're like, this is so fun and so chaotic. And the song we're listening to right now, Daisy, it's just so brash and so bold. I'm no Cinderella, but I like the shoes. Big glass platforms, I'm choosy. Long blue hair, blue as a bruise. Only trust a fella for some light amusement. Her lyricism is kind of like underscored by how fun her music sounds. Like it sounds like you're just, you know, listening to a regular like pop hit, but the lyrics are very intense and very angry most of the time. I don't know, and just very reflective of what it means to be like a growing young woman, expressing all this like madness and rage in this like very like syrupy music. I'm crazy, but you like that. I'm right back. This is on your nightstand. Never forget I blossom in the moonlight. Screw eyes, glacier with the blue eyes. I'm terrified. I'm crazy. And it's like these stories that are like homegrown stories that could be relatable to anyone, but she just takes that and makes it so, I guess not unique to her experience, but unique to her expression and how she wants to tell that story.
That was Leticia Harris of NPR Music talking about two albums she's looking forward to this year, Ashnikko's Demi Devil and Jasmine Sullivan's Hotels.